This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Cheers and applause went up from a crowd in Indiana as the solar eclipse made its way across the state just a short time ago. NPR's Scott Newman is in the city of Muncie, which is in the path of totality. He describes the phenomenon as a diamond ring in the sky.
You can see the shimmering corona around the edges. I think I can see Bailey's bead, one of Bailey's beads, that kind of effect that you get right around the Terminator on the moon. And it is just, it's spectacular. I do apologize that words fail me, but it really is.
That's NPR Scott Newman reporting. Dozens of cities across the northeastern U.S. were also in the path of totality, or where the sun's visibility is completely blocked by the moon. That was the case in Plattsburgh, New York, as NPR's Lakshmi Singh reports.
Many people with whom I've spoken drove hours, 6, 7, 8 hours to get here to this spot. For some of them, this is the second time, another a third time. A lot of these folks, first time, didn't want to miss it.
That's NPR's Lakshmi Singh reporting from Plattsburgh, New York. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has announced his campaign's policy on abortion. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports Trump's remarks on social media came months after mixed signals about his stance on the issue.
Trump said on Truth Social that abortion should be left up to the states, meaning that he declined to support a federal abortion ban.
Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be.
He also explicitly took credit for overturning Roe v. Wade. The Biden campaign has been emphasizing Trump's connection to the overturn, as abortion has proven motivating not only for Democrats, but many independent voters. Just weeks ago, Trump had expressed openness to a 15-week federal abortion ban. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
President Biden is making a stop in the key swing state of Wisconsin today. Speaking in Madison, Biden outlined the details of a new proposal to help student loan borrowers cut interest payments.
Today, too many Americans, especially young people, are saddled with unsustainable debts in exchange for a college degree. The ability for working and middle-class folks to repay their student loans has become so burdensome that a lot can't repay it for even decades after being in school.
One plan offers interest relief of up to $20,000, regardless of income level. This is NPR News in Washington. Lawmakers are returning to Capitol Hill today after an extended recess. One of the items topping the agenda is a Senate impeachment trial for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Lawmakers on the House side are expected to open debate on additional military aid for Israel and Ukraine. A bipartisan group of lawmakers in Washington has announced new legislation aimed at protecting Americans' data online. NPR's Bobby Allen reports supporters say it could eventually become the nation's first comprehensive data privacy law.
The legislation, if passed, will set a national privacy standard that lawmakers say is stronger than any existing state laws. The proposal seeks to give Americans control over their personal data, including new protections against data brokers who routinely sell personal data based on a user's web activity. The legislation also lets people opt out of targeted advertising and the ability to sue companies that violate online privacy protections. The bipartisan bill is being pushed by lawmakers in the House and the Senate, but its prospects remain uncertain. The U.S. has long lagged behind the European Union in passing laws that protect digital rights and privacy online. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Salvage crews have started to remove containers from the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the Port of Baltimore last month. Officials say the removal of the containers marks a critical step in the process of freeing the ship from the remains of the bridge. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 11 points. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.